Hey, you know that commercial where it's like, oh, we used to hang out, but now she only does this and she's all flat on the couch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw that. Like, I don't know why that video came up on my Instagram feed. And I was like watching it. I was like, damn, I never noticed how bomb the chick that's like, yeah, we don't hang out anymore. She just does this. She's pretty cute.
Not the one flat on the couch, the one talking?
No, the one that's flat on the couch.
The flat one?
No, you stupid. The other one.
You got a little crush there or what?
I don't know. I was like, how come I never noticed this chick before? I'm pretty sure I've seen this this commercial like a billion times.
Was this like an old commercial?
It's the Dare commercials, right? Or like Truth or whatever.
It's the one where it's like that girl and she's all deflated. And
yeah, it's like drug awareness.
Yeah, and her friend's like, oh yeah, Erica. Or a guy's like asking her like, oh, Erica something. And she's like, oh, she can't answer you. She doesn't do anything anymore.
Yeah, yeah. She's melted on the couch.
Yeah, yeah, she's there like.
What drugs was she taking?
Just edibles.
When you guys see like videos, you guys or like just like posts on Instagram, do you guys like go through all the comments and stuff or not?
Yeah,
dude.
Sometimes. I used to not do that, and then Steph would like, she does it, and then she'd be laughing at all the comments. I'm like, what are you laughing at?
Sometimes that's like where the funnier shit is at.
Now I do it. Like, if I really like the video, I'll do it now.
Dude, sometimes I'll be like lost in the comments. I'm like, what was this post even about?
Yeah.
What is even going on at this point?
This is the Clear Frames Podcast, the Sidetrack Series.
Yo, what up? It's the motherfucking Clear Frame Terse over here.
You want to try again? We can keep that.
You had one job.
What's up, guys? Welcome to my podcast, Terse Frames.
Yo,
yay.
What's up?
What up?
Thanks for having us.
Today we have a special guest, Dirty 30 Baby over here.
What's up, man?
The bestie in the Westie Nesty 3000.
Cheers.
Happy birthday, dude.
Hey. Thank you.
And then we also have the biggest kitty over here. Big cat.
Hey, yo.
And then, of course, the man behind the scenes and the screens, Baby P.
She said you have a baby P, bro.
Nah.
Yeah, a little one.
So, anyways, happy birthday, Nestor.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming out.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm just a little shy.
That's her announcer voice.
You're never shy here, and all of a sudden.
Just a little bit. So, we got you some gifts.
All I want for my birthday is for you not to be so awkward right now.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, I guess this is my gift here. Which, by the way, I was not expecting anything, so thank you.
You know, I have to treat my guests the right way.
Yo, but before you open that, you should probably put your sash on.
Do I have to?
You have to.
Come on.
All right.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
They had that one custom made just for you.
Yeah, just for you.
I'm scared to even see what it says. Oh, great. I'm the birthday queen.
Yeah.
Hey, mucha ropa.
This how it's done? Nope, that's the wrong way.
No, the other way.
Come on, don't be acting shy.
I've never worn a birthday sash before.
Ew.
Well, you only turned 30 once.
That's how I already did that. I already tried that one.
There you go. There you go. Yep.
Yep.
Looks great on
that's
you.
There you go.
Really brings out your eyes.
Thank you.
Tell me that's not accurate.
Birthday queen. I love it.
All right. Then I have to wear this too?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
It's the little things.
It doesn't work because the headphones.
There you go.
Oh. Well, you tried.
Oh, there's a lot of candy in here.
I heard you like Skittles.
I love Skittles. Hey, by the way, they're trying to ban these in California because
Skittles?
Yeah, because they cause cancer, apparently.
Oh. Yeah,
so thanks, Terce. Now this I like.
Hey, one of those is mine, by the way.
The lottery tickets?
Yeah.
He's like the winning
the
one.
The winning one.
I'll scratch them first, and then I'll let you know which one is yours. Oh, what's this one? I haven't had these.
Dude, I literally just heard that you like Skittles. And
I love Skittles.
I just went and everything.
Went to the freaking Skittle Emporium.
Which, by the way, thank you for being here super last minute, right? And, I mean, I have... This thing just doesn't stay on my head. I really want to wear it, but it just keeps popping off. Just
it wasn't meant to be.
There you go.
It looks really cute on you.
Thank you. And there it goes.
Oh, shit.
Big Cat, can you slide this over to Nestor?
Yeah, so this is my present from you.
Birthdays are always so awkward in the studio.
Yeah, what's up with that?
We just don't know how to act. From Pablo, I wonder what this is. It's a pair of Jordans.
Yo!
Hey, yo.
Funny story about this, right, Pablo?
I mean, not so funny, but sure.
So the Reimagined 3s, love them. Got him.
Literally got him.
So I did get these before Pablo gave them to me. And I think we hit on them the same day, right?
Yeah.
And I texted the group. I was all excited. It's like, what I got? And then he's like, you son of a bitch. I got you those two.
Correction. I said, you stupid son of a bitch.
Stupid son of a bitch.
Because not only did I get one pair, I hit on both accounts. So I got two pairs.
And now we have three total. Thank you, though, because I love these.
You're welcome.
Hey, one for each foot.
More princess stuff or whatever.
Hey, you said you wanted a house, so I got you a house. You never said.
And this little Batman, house. This is sick.
That's a hot like toy. Right,
yeah, that's a hot toy. Yeah,
that's
my hot
toy. I got a little fashion doll princess house and a Batman hot toy.
It's a bat layer.
Well, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Anyways, Big Cat, what'd you get me?
Well,
that's a funny joke, though.
It's on the way.
No, seriously, what'd you get me?
Nothing yet, dude.
Wow.
It's not officially your birthday yet.
Technically.
Hey, you know that means that he just ordered it today.
Nah, he hasn't ordered it yet. He's probably going to give me a real hot toy.
It's on the way.
Sick. That's cool. You got any plans for your birthday?
Actually, no. I've just been working a lot of overtime. So no plans this year. Or at least not yet. We were talking about possibly going to a concert in May, and I was like, we should just make that my Dirty 30 celebration.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be a pricey one.
What concert?
Nathanael Cano and Junior H.
Sounds like a good time.
Good, very good time.
No, that's dope.
They're very dope artists.
Yeah, I hope we do
like
something.
Maybe we can get like a, we're trying to get like a box or something. We're going to see if we can.
Oh, shit.
And get a lot of people to go. But it's going to be expensive, but yeah. Worth it.
Yeah, I think like every now and then it's cool to like kind of spoil yourself for your birthday.
But see, I spoil myself like not just on my birthday. I spoil my life. Like at my like every check, I spoil myself a little bit.
Oh,
so
shit.
Yeah, I'm in debt.
Shouts out credit cards.
Yeah.
Nah, that's cool, though. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sick. Hey, what about you? You have any plans for Nestor's birthday?
Yeah, we're doing
Actually, we're trying to plan this together, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. That's cool.
I thought it was Peso Pluma, though. I think the Peso Pluma was the one that I was talking about that's in April.
We should go to that one, too.
Why not both? Where's the Nathanael Cano one at?
Toyota.
Same place?
Yeah.
The arena?
I didn't know Peso Pluma was gonna.
Yeah, be there. I was talking. I thought that that's what we were talking about. I think Peso Pluma's in. Remember, I said it was April. I think that's the April one.
Yeah, we can do that too. That'd be cool too. But I really want to go to the not that one.
Drop a couple G bars on two back to back concerts.
I don't know about $1,000. No, it's like $200, $250 each. $100.
Dude, what do you? I don't know if Well, like, the whole thing with, like, Bad Bunny concerts and stuff, when he was selling the tickets for, like, thousands of dollars and shit.
Yeah, well, resale. That was like resale. That was resale, prices. Right? Yeah.
But even retail was crazy high, no?
Retail was.
It was like 300 or 400 for a nosebleed. And we're talking like an actual arena.
Dude, that shit's crazy. Like, or even with the. What was it? The Blink 182, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those tickets were like hella freaking expensive, also.
Yeah.
It's and just like, crazy.
Where's that one at? That's in Hollywood too, isn't it? At the Bowl?
Weren't they doing like a little tour or something?
I don't know.
And then Drake tickets are super expensive too, you were saying.
Dude,
right?
That is insane. Yeah, it's like close to $1,000 for nosebleeds on Drake tickets.
What?
Damn. Dude. For a nosebleed.
Yeah.
Like Toyota Arena, you can go to a nosebleed because there really isn't a nosebleed. Like every seat in there is nice, right? Unless you're like corner stage, and that might suck. But I feel like it's small enough, right? To where it's probably going to be a good
seat. No seats in there suck. Yeah. I've had corner seats in there before, and they're all good.
But when you go to an actual arena, that's like, fuck, dude. No.
Like SoFi?
Yeah.
Because the Drake one's at SoFi.
Uh-huh. It's too big of an arena.
You're basically watching it on a fucking screen. That's
exactly. You might as well just watch it on YouTube at that point.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think there's any artist that... even if I had like a lot of money like that, I don't think I could justify that.
What's the most you've ever paid for a show?
A lot of the shows I go to are more like local artists.
Just small stuff. Yeah.
I don't even think I've actually been to like a big concert. Like, I think in a long. Like I don't think ever actually.
The most I paid I think is 150, like 125, 150 a ticket.
What was it for?
I think it was Borns. Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah. He's like an indie type artist. It was good. It was a fun show.
Yeah.
And the seats weren't like the best, but it was still fun. Just the experience was cool, I guess.
I think, you know what? Actually, Atmosphere had a concert with, it was in October. This last October.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go like last minute. So I fucking was trying to get tickets. And my lady at the time, it was her birthday. So I was like, oh, we could go for your birthday. We'll go to Atmosphere. That'd be sick. So I found like some tickets through a SeatGeek or whatever.
Uh-huh.
There was one that was like on sale.
Yeah, yeah.
So I snagged that shit. And like I had her phone and I had my phone. And I was like at the same time like trying to get tickets. Because it would say like available. Then it would say unavailable.
Right,
then
right.
It would say like one's available. And this was like hours right before the show. So I ended up copying two tickets, two separate tickets.
Uh-huh.
One of them, like, I guess through that program, like, you have to, like, release the ticket to whoever bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people that I bought the ticket from never released it to me.
No shit.
So I'm right there, like, calling, like, the SeatGeeks people, like, hey, like, I bought this ticket. I got the confirmation, but I never got the actual ticket. Like, what do I do? And the lady's like, oh, well, I'll try to call him, but, I mean,
it's not, an L. Like,
huh?
Or they'll refund you.
They'll refund you, or they'll give you 110% credit or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But it's like...
But you're trying to go to the concert. That's not the fucking thing.
They'll refund you after the show.
Yeah, and I think the tickets were initially going for like $60 or something, but I bought it for like 100.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, well, I have one ticket, and you're refunding me for the... Can you refund me for this ticket? She's like, well, unfortunately, no. And I'm like, so what do I do then? Like, I have one ticket. I can't go, you know, alone. Like, what the fuck? She's like, well, you could try to sell it. And this is, like, within 1 hour before the concert. So
did you try or no?
Yeah, I tried, but nothing happened. I even went on Instagram. I was like, hey, anybody want a ticket? Like, I'm giving it away. Like,
dang. Well,
fuck the person that never released a ticket.
You know what? You would have not gone by yourself. Like,
what's that? Yeah, what kind of music is it? Who is it?
I'm an artist. Underground, like
hip-hop. Like underground, like hip hop.
It's a rap. Yeah, it's like a rapper. Like
hip hop legend for sure.
Okay. It's Slug and Ant. Mm-hmm. They're dope. I'm surprised you don't know them. But I would have been pissed. But yeah, I don't think I would go by myself either, unless it's like someone that I, like Atmosphere is sick. But I wouldn't go to a show.
Honestly, yeah. I would have went by myself, but. Like, it just wouldn't, like, feel right. Like, hey, babe, like, I got us tickets for your birthday.
It was for her birthday,
And then be like, oh, man, this happened, so...
Just wait in the car. I'm going to go sort this out. So I'm
gonna go. But, yeah.
You've paid insane amounts of money, right?
For festivals, not for that concert. It's like, I got VIP tickets for Hard Summer last year. That was, like, maybe $400.
Dude, I think
Coachella was like 400 too.
I think the way they get people is through those fucking payment plans.
Yeah,
because you don't feel like guilty or whatever.
Yeah, my Coachella ticket I bought like a year ahead.
I feel like I do everything on a payment plan now.
Dude, I trip out on that shit. Like, the event will be happening that weekend, and then, like, the following weekend, they're, like, selling the tickets for next year's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's
like,
nuts.
Yeah, but it's crazy because, like, you've always gone to, like, raves and stuff, or you barely kind of recently started going?
No, I've been going to festivals for a while now.
Like, how long?
Since I was, like, but you go to, 20. Like, hip-hop festivals, right?
Not so much raves? Hard Summer is, like, both. Hard Summer has, like, they're like hip-hop and raves. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll have, like, a little mixture.
Because I've seen some pretty good DJs at Hard Summer.
Oh, okay.
And artists, too. Like, I've seen Travis Scott a couple of times there. I've seen Ice Cube there. Some cool DJs.
I've never done a festival. I never want to go to a festival. I can barely commit to one day of like doing things, especially all day things.
Oh, you're tired, dude. You'll be tired for sure.
Yeah, like, I used to go, back when I was in high school, I would, like, borrow, like, my friends' IDs and shit to, like, go to, like, raves and shit, but, like, when it was, like, right here at the NAS Event Center and stuff, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, so maybe, like, in my younger days, yeah, I'd be able to do it, but now I'm, like, fuck
yeah, no. But back then, the tickets, like, at the most, from what I remember, were maybe, like, $60.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, but, it, like, the prices, like, slowly, every event, were just starting to go up and up to the point where it was, like, now they're doing, like...
Tiers.
Yeah.
There's fucking tiers now, dude. So, like, you
crazy.
You gotta, like, try to get into, like, the first tier, which is, like, the cheapest tickets. And then once those sell out, then there's tier two, which is the same ticket, just, you know, like an extra like $10.
Like a second chance to get it. Yeah. Like you slept the first time, so here you go. Get it now at this price.
There's probably like five different tiers, I think.
And or they'll be like sold out, and then they'll be like announcement, releasing another tier of tickets. They're like, yeah, what the fuck?
That's fucking scam.
Dude, but yeah, and like once it got pretty high up, I was like, all right, dude, like I can't justify paying for this, because it's like I remember going when it wasn't this fucking expensive,
right?
Like this extra to just go to a event.
It was weird, like paying a lot of like over $100 for any fucking show, because I was used to doing like $10, $15. I think max was like $30, and that was a lot for me.
Yeah,
for a show.
Yeah.
So it was strange, like actually paying like that amount of money just to see someone play live.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a great experience.
Yeah, because, like, when I go, I like to buy, like, merch and stuff. Like,
yeah,
like I have shirts or something, or, like, stickers.
But then merch lines are so fucking bad now, too.
Dude.
Everywhere.
One time, my homegirl, she had an extra ticket to see Flatbush Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And that concert was fucking crazy. And it was super cool. Like, we go
in. You like Flatbushes, right?
What?
Never mind. No, forget it.
Anywho, but yeah, and like my homegirl was like, "Oh yeah, I want to buy some merch or whatever." She's like, "They only do like really limited releases of their merch, dude. They're fucking selling sweaters for like $120 and shit.
Yeah,
fuck." But I mean, if you're serious about it, people do pay for it, and they know that it's limited, so they like really want to cop that shit.
I was a fan of like tour shirts where they would have like all the tour dates on the back.
Yeah, those are cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking event was sick. They had this lady like, "Oh yeah, come sign right here, and you can get a chance to upgrade your tickets." Like, I was like, "Nah, fuck that shit. Like, I don't believe in that." My homegirl was like, "All right, I'll try it." Like, all that it takes is one to win, you know, who knows? And she's like, "Yeah, two tickets for the fucking, like, the front, the very front row right there." Dude, so my homegirl was all rolling balls and stuff. And we're just, like, sitting right there, like, waiting for the show to start. And they're like, "Oh, the Mercedes-Benz ticket winner." And then her fucking name started flashing on the screen, dude.
What? You guys are all grinding your teeth together in excitement.
Nah, I wasn't rolling because I was being responsible. I drove and all that. But she had a pill, so she took it. And I was like, "Bitch," I was like, "your name's up there." And she's like, "What? What did I win, a car?" I was like, because it was from like, Mercedes-Benz ticket thing. So she's like, "Oh, I won a car." I was like, "No, fool, we won those tickets." And we were like so happy, dude, because we were like all the way in the back.
Oh, that's sick.
So yeah, it was a really, really fun ass night. Good times.
Speaking of rolling balls.
Oh, no.
Have you guys ever rolled balls? I've never rolled.
Nah, don't do it.
My balls stay in place, dude. I don't ever roll.
Nah.
Or like, what are you talking about?
What was worse, my Flatbush joke or that one?
That one. That was pretty bad.
No, I guess you have, but you say it's not fun.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's like, it. I don't know. It's, I used to do it a lot when I was like a teen, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe in my young adult life as well, but I don't know. I just think if you, like, nowadays, it's just not worth it with all the stuff, like the fentanyl and all that weird shit.
Oh, yeah.
The illicit shit. Yeah.
Damn, I'm almost sounding like Miley Cyrus right now.
Best part. She sounds like a fucking smoker.
Dude, yeah, she's like Miley Marlboro Cyrus.
Don't smoke tobacco.
Sorry.
But yeah, yeah, it was fun back then, but definitely I wouldn't recommend it nowadays. Unless you have a trustworthy person that you can get it from.
I never had, like, the urge to.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Me either. Like, considering I go to, like, all these festivals and shit, it's never really, like, caught my attention. And I've been around people that'll do it, too. And, like, just, like, watching them do it, I'm just like.
They're like.
Nah, I mean, you know, everybody does that kind of stuff. It's like kind of like the same as like when you get like really fucked up, like yeah. It's just in a different kind of way.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. That's
instead
why
of instead of drinking, it's a different substance.
I don't judge him because I've gotten pretty blacked out drunk.
Yeah. You guys remember the first time you blacked out?
I don't think I remember the exact first time, but I remember stories of other times that I have. What about you?
Like what?
So the last time I was here, I was telling you guys, like, I don't really like to go out and drink as much anymore.
Because
I have, like, issues with self-control, I guess. And I went out on Friday, and sure enough, I blacked out on St. Patrick's Day.
Good old St. Patty's blackout. What happened? What were you able to recollect?
So this story is all just an account from someone who was with me.
Yeah, it's like a hangover type story in your head now. Yeah. Yeah, you puzzled everything together.
Well, yeah. Basically, long story short.
Let me just say, you do not look proud right now.
Because I still feel like shit. It was like 2 days ago. Now, I was like, you know, nothing against my coworkers, but I'm just like. I just don't really care to, like, go out, you know, with them. Like, that. I'm with them 40-plus hours a week.
Yeah.
I don't need to hang out with you.
Sure, yeah.
You know, they're nice people and all, but on this particular Friday, I was just in a great mood. I got out early, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out. This is going to be fun. And, like, mind you, I live in downtown Fullerton, and they just so happened to be going to downtown Fullerton, so I thought, no harm. You know, if I don't like it, I go home, whatever. So I started pre-gaming on my pad. Drink like, you know, probably about like 4 beers. Had an Uber down there. And then by the time I got there, like, had a couple more beers. We get to the second spot. And my coworkers start buying rounds of shots for everybody. And I'm pretty sure I had like 3 shots, like, back to back. And then this is what the last thing I remember was having a shot. And then, like, the next thing is, like, I wake up, and I'm in, like, a car, and I'm like, what the fuck? I check my phone. It's, like, 6 a.m. There's a taco next to me.
What kind of taco?
Yeah, what kind of taco?
So,
like, a real taco or, like an actual food taco or a...
No. Nah, there was just a taco de asada right there in a little plate, a little plato on the seat, and I was just like, what the fuck? And they're like, yeah, dude. They're like, oh, finally you woke up, like, oh, like, you wouldn't, like,
we thought you were dead.
Pretty much the girl that I was with, it was one of my coworkers, and then one of her friends that she invited, and she's like, yeah, you threw up all over the car, like, you threw up on yourself. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I looked, dude, and there's just, like, vomit everywhere.
Oh.
And I'm like, dude, like, I'm so sorry. Like, where are we at? They're like, oh, we're at a taqueria in Santa Ana. And I'm like, dude, can you guys take me home, please? Like, I don't want to be out here. I want to be at my house.
Yeah.
So I was like, I asked them if they could take me, and they were like, yeah, you wouldn't tell us where you lived. You didn't want to give us your address. You just kept saying, oh, I live straight. Just go straight.
Dude, so, imagine like you could, you just kept on saying let's go straight. You guys ended up in Santa Ana. They're fucking crazy at a fucking taqueria in Santa Ana.
Makes you wonder, are they
We've
sober?
Been driving for 3 hours. You just keep on saying go straight, go straight.
Loki Terz knew about that taqueria. She was just hungry.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, we kept asking you like, oh, do you want anything to eat? And like, you were like, carne. They're like, yeah, what kind of carne? Yeah, they're like, well, like what kind? And then I just kept saying carne. And I was like, oh man, that probably exactly how I sounded too. When I was it.
Like Miley Cyrus.
<Gardner. laughs> So yeah, she was like, yeah, one of our other coworkers said that you were trying to go in a men's restroom and then that you fell and then they like kicked you out the bar. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, dude, I was like, I just want to go home. And she's like, oh, whatever. Right. So they take me home. And I end up hitting up my other coworker, and I'm like, yo, like, what the fuck happened? And he starts telling me, like, yeah, dude, like, you were cool, you were dancing, and then, like, you sat down, and all of a sudden, you, like, took off. So, like, I went to go with you, and he's like, and you went in the guy's restroom. So I went in there, and I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And he claims that I was like.
Are you
like,
sure you want to go there?
He claims, he's like, oh, that I was like, oh, I'm trying to see some peepees. What the fuck, dude? I was like, nah, bro. He's like, yeah, dude. And then, like, the security was, like, watching me. So he was like, yeah, like, he was going to take me outside. And that there were some guys right there. I was like. Like, dude, what? And that he said,
who
that the,
are you?
He said that the guys were like looking at me, and that he was like, no, don't listen to her, like she's just fucking around or whatever. And then like he took me outside and everything just kept fucking getting worse. But yeah, dude, I don't know,
not your proudest moment.
Definitely not.
We gotta like give Blackout Terz a nickname,
dude.
Is it just straight Terz? Like
straight? No. I don't know what.
You're trying to look at peepees and suck dick.
Hey, I'm telling you, this
one
is.
One got a knee.
You just had that meat on your mind. Dude, and you get a little bit, you get a couple shots and you get that meat on your mind.
Get un taco de peepee.
Dude, nah, that shit's embarrassing as fuck.
Dude, it sucks waking up like the morning after, cause and like people telling you like what you did and shit, it's so fucking cringe. And it's like it'll be on my mind like the whole day, and I'll like randomly think about it and it's fucking cringe. Ah, fuck. What did I do?
Dude, I know like that exact moment of when you're probably gonna black out, like when you think like, yeah, I'm gonna black out, like when you're just sitting there and all of a sudden like you start getting the spins. And it's like, yeah, this sucks. Like, it's like, all downhill.
I feel like for me, it's like instantaneous. Like, it's just like I remember, and then it's just like.
Yeah, I'm the same way too.
It's like a demon comes in. Yeah. And takes over.
My first blackout was at that Big Bear cabin that we always talk about. And I was going through like a breakup, and then this girl ended up going to the cabin. We got the cabin for the weekend. And it was like 10 a.m. probably, and I just decided to start drinking. And we're drinking like a shit ton of Blue Moons because that's all we had in the fridge. And then we had like 151 rum. Ugh. And I remember by like 11 or noon, like I was just fucking just gone. And then I heard that I was trying to break through ice, like at the frozen lake at Big Bear. And I was trying to like,
what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was trying to like break through ice. I apparently like just yelled at this chick to the point where she went home. I fucking, there's pictures of me like hugging the toilet. And then I remember like I woke up, I was upstairs and there was bunk beds upstairs in one of the rooms. I remember just opening my eyes and I just see like a trail of like drool going from where I was at like to the end of the bed. It looked like it was a long trail of drool. And I wake up, I get up, I'm like, what the fuck? Like what happened? And I walk outside and I see everyone like in the living room watching a movie, like having a wholesome like family moment. And then there's me just staring at everyone all confused, like, what the fuck? And I just see like disappointment in everyone's face. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Dude.
It was one of those days.
Yeah, man. It's like embarrassing is one thing, but it's also just like kind of sad. Like, why do I let myself get like that? Like, who the fuck, like...
Yeah.
Like, remorse? Like, you feel, like, remorse for
yourself? You feel guilty. You feel embarrassed.
I just feel like... It's just... it's hard to say because it's like I can't really like account for any of that. So it's like I can't justify it or defend myself because it's like I don't remember doing those things.
Yeah, it's strange. But then it's like, I don't know, I feel like people start talking and you think maybe you're piecing something together, like you think you remember, but I don't know. It doesn't make it any less embarrassing. And then it's like, it's hard to just laugh at yourself because you're like, that's not really a proud moment. Like,
look, no, because, dude, the story got worse. Pretty much he said that.
Way worse than you, like, trying to suck people's dicks in the restroom?
Worse than sexually harassing people. Yeah, like, he said that we went outside and that he had to go back inside real quick because his lady was in there or whatever. And when he came back outside, he said that I was, like, laid out on the floor. And there was, like, a circle of people around me.
Circles? What?
No, because I was just fucking, like, passed out right there on the
floor.
People
were, like, just worried about you? Like,
yeah, they were like, is she all right? This chick is just here on the floor. And I guess
a bunch of fucking devil worshippers doing, like, a sacrifice on her.
Dude, nah, and I guess there was, like, another girl that was going through a similar thing, like, a couple feet away. So people were just like, what the fuck, you know? But he said he got me up, and then, like, they tried to – I was trying to go into another bar after that, and I was just handing the guy at the door, like, he was like, nah, you can't come in, you need to sober up. And he said that I was just like, well, fine, here's this. And I was just handing him, like, every card in my wallet, and I just had bought a Pokemon card for my brother.
Uh-huh.
It was a holographic Gyarados.
Is that expensive?
No, I just got it for him because I remember when we were younger, I fucked up the one he had.
Oh, okay.
But it was like his prized possession and shit. So I saw it at, there's this place called Lost Levels. Uh-huh. It's like a retro gaming spot right there in Fullerton. So before I went to the bar, I stopped by there and I saw it and I was like, oh, I'll get this for him, whatever.
Yeah.
But I guess I was like showing that off to everyone all night. I was so proud of it.
You still have it?
Yeah.
I'm or like, at least you kept say, it.
I thought it was a bartender the fucking.
I thought it was a tragic ending. Yeah.
No, I had it. I had everything. I didn't lose anything. Thank God.
Dang.
But yeah, he said that I couldn't get in anywhere else, and apparently, yeah, that I started throwing up, and then some cops rolled up in the alley we were at, and he said that he thought it was because of me and the other girl, but apparently he said he found this out afterwards. But so like he got me up and he got me into the car that I was in, so that like you know they could take me, but. Apparently, some guy fucking socked a girl.
No, damn. That's why the other girl was laid out. She was in.
That's why the cops rolled up because some guy just fucking like cracked some chick, dude, and like damn. Laid her out.
I was on fucking Jersey Shore, dude.
Oh yeah, fucking
version of a Fullerton version of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, so I
have
guess
you guys ever seen a guy sock out a girl?
Not in.
I saw it
in public.
I saw it in elementary school.
Like a boy, like a
kid?
Yeah,
it was these sixth graders. This fucking, it was a guy, and he, like, just was pounding on this girl's face, dude, like ground and pound style, like, dang, he fucking knocked her to the ground, and he was on top of her, just, like, socking her out, and
fuck?
I remember how scary it was, like, this guy was, like, you can just tell he was, like, seeing red, and then, like, when the teachers got him off of her, like, you can just see, like, that blank stare in his face, and then she's just, like, yelling and crying, she's all lumped up on her face,
man.
It was so fucked up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit ain't cool. Like, you know, nobody should be hitting anyone. You know, girls.
I feel like in general, like, I see someone getting, like, stomped out like that, I still feel bad for them either, even if it's...
Even if they deserved it?
No.
Yeah.
If you deserve it, then...
Yeah.
Because it's like, if somebody stomps that guy out after he punched a girl, then it'd be like, cool.
Yeah, dude, right? It just... I don't know. People will say, oh, well, it depends, but no. Like, I don't think anybody should be hitting anybody, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, there's other ways to handle things.
We believe in peace.
Mm-hmm.
No. Unless they deserve it, right? Then you fucking... No, <I'm just>
depends what they did. No, so then I asked my homie, too. I was like, hey, but what about these green beads I got? I was like, I'm wearing some green beads. Like, where'd they come from?
Oh, shit. Did you flash people?
No. Dude, when he was telling me the story, I was like, dude, please God. Do not say I whipped out my titties. Because I would die. I would quit my job.
That'd be it.
I would quit.
I'm surprised you're still going back.
It's all good. But he was like, oh, yeah. He's like, I forgot about that. He was like, yeah, there were these two chicks. And that I went up to one of them. And I was like, hey, let me get those beads. And that she was like, oh, okay, well, first you have to put this wiener in your mouth. Because I guess she had a hot dog. So he said that she put the hot dog, like, down.
Uh-huh.
And told me, like, to bite it. And apparently, like, I bit it or whatever. And when I was coming up, that, like, I bit the beads with my teeth and, like, took them off of her.
and now you're straight.
Well, it was a girl's wiener, so. Yeah.
But he said that the girl was kind of hot, so I guess that's cool.
But you weren't sober enough to get her number.
Well, he did say that that I offered to get them an Uber home.
Uh-huh.
And that, like, they had my phone, and they were, like, trying to order it. And that he's like, hey, what the fuck? Nah, give me your phone back. Like, this and that. And he kind of, like, scared the girls off.
Dang.
Yeah.
They're trying to come up.
You
got to
go back.
Ride,
you might see her. Oh, but you don't know what she looks like.
Dude, those Uber rides can be fucking expensive. From
Fullerton is probably surging because of St. Patty's. I'm glad he took your phone away.
$30 Uber turns into, like, $200 Uber, dude. I've seen that shit.
Dang. Dude, especially if they, like, do something stupid in the car, too.
In the car, because that probably, you said that cost you with your coworker, right?
Huh? I did that out of like
courtesy.
Yeah, you know, because
generosity.
Yeah, but like
I didn't have to do that. Yeah. I could have just been like, all right, cool, thanks. But I was just like, fuck, dude. Like,
was it a mess?
Dude, I had throw up on every article of clothes that I was wearing. My hat had throw up. How the fuck did my hat have throw up?
That shit happened to me too. One of the last times I blacked out in a fucking party bus, I ruined my Fear of God hat, dude. I love that hat.
Damn.
So I don't wear it no more. Got throw up on that shit.
Not the first time, but like another time I blacked out was just drinking Fireball on a random weekday with my friend. And I think I asked Pablo to pick me up. He picked me up. And I had work the next morning. I remember I woke up at 4 a.m. or something like that. I had work at, I don't know, 7. And, dude, my bed was, like, covered in puke.
Aww.
I remember I woke up, pounding headache, like, not remembering too much. I had to pee. I go to pee, and I'm just staring at the bed like, I just want to lay down. Like, I just want to go back to fucking sleep. I text my manager. I'm like, I'm not coming in today. And then I literally fucking rip off the bed sheets, bundle them up, throw them in the trash, and I flip my mattress over and I go back to sleep.
Fuck, dude.
It was, but like the shame, like you're right, all the shame just attached to that one night of fun. It's like, dude, it's bad.
I've never thrown up in my bed.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I pretty much throw up almost every time I get like really fucked up. Uh-huh. Like I will definitely most likely throw
that
up.
That used to be my thing, is I would make myself throw up because I've discovered like I would not be as hungover the next morning.
Oh no.
Because I would like just try to get all those toxins out of my body.
Dude, it's not cool, honestly. I don't know why I do this. What the fuck's wrong with me? But nah, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm working on it, I guess, day by day, right?
Yeah. But you say you don't really drink as much as you used to, right? Like, this was like a...
But it's like, why couldn't I just have had a shot and not did all that?
Because you saw that hot girl over there in the corner, and you're
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I saw that hot guy. No, I'm just
You follow him to the restroom and said, hey, yo.
You didn't have the courage to say it sober because they wouldn't believe you, so you had a drink.
Nah, honestly, the reason I think I probably went back in there was because when we first got in, I had a piss so bad, and the girl's line was long as fuck.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I've never really tried this, but I'm going to try it right now. And I went in the guy's restroom. I just, like, took a piss real quick.
Yeah.
And I went out, and I was like, I wonder if anyone's going to notice me. And I was, like, waiting in line to wash my hands and stuff. But, yeah, it wasn't that dirty or nothing. But I was like, cool, I got away with it. Like, you know, because nowadays, like, not to, like, take advantage of how other people feel or anything. But I was like, oh, you know, I could probably just fit in real quick. And then, yeah.
So that's the first time you get away with it?
Well, I've never tried it.
The first time you tried it?
I just had a pee so bad, dude. And, like, I looked in the girls' line. There was, like, fucking like 15 girls in line, and I was like,
but then like you, the fucking men's urinals are always dirty as shit too.
Why well, didn't do the urinal? I'm like, hey, I'm all popping a squat in the urinal. I'm like, no one's gonna notice me.
Hey, they do make those diva cups. You ever seen that before? The diva cups. They make these cup things for girls so they can piss standing.
Oh, and then it's like a penis?
No, it's not like a penis. It's a fucking cup with the funnel.
Well, yeah, like the funnel's the penis.
But it's no penis. It's just a funnel.
Pablo, you gotta pull it up. No,
we need to get take it down real quick.
We need to patent this, and we need to make a diva cup with the penis.
You want to try it out? We'll bring it on the next episode, and you can pee out of a diva cup if you want.
I think a diva cup is something else. So just saying,
a diva cup is for blood.
Oh, really?
It's a cup that you shove in your...
I think they make the same thing, too.
But the actual Diva Cup is an alternative to a tampon.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you bleed in a cup.
How am I a girl and I've never heard of this? I get my period every month.
I have a girlfriend.
Now you can try Diva Cup.
Do your guys' girlfriends use that?
No.
Mine doesn't.
What the fuck? I've never heard of this.
But I used to work at Walgreens and we sold it there, but I never actually looked at the item. I thought it was a fucking...
Shove it in yours. But
can you guys really tell me? I really never heard of this.
It's literally a cup that they shove in their vagina.
Yeah, I'm pulling up.
Because they say tampons can be
toxic.
Yeah, all that. So it's like an alternative. You just shove it in there and then you bleed in the cup. You take it out and I don't know if you throw it away or you just flush it and wash it and reuse. I'm not sure. But it's just an alternative.
How does the blood stay in the cup?
I don't know. I'm not that informed.
I've never used it myself to say.
But dude, I know that it's a thing.
I've literally never heard of that. I've heard of like the female condoms though. Have you guys heard of those?
Yeah,
it's like a little like trash bag that you shove in there, basically. So instead of you putting it on, the girl would just like put it inside.
Yeah. It's the same concept as a guy condom, but it goes inside the girl.
Interesting. I've never heard of that.
I've never seen one.
All right, so here's a website so you can see at least what it looks like.
Yeah. You thought that was like to pee in and then
I've seen something else that's got like a funnel. I don't know why I gave it that name. But no, this is different.
That is so insane. I can't understand how that works. Like, I get it, but I just don't get it.
It looks like one of those like container or like little juice things for
like
kids.
Like the turkey baster? Oh. Wow. I wonder what other things I don't know about. Where's the nearest Walgreens? No, I'm just kidding.
You're gonna report back.
I'll be like, and this is time for a break. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's pretty interesting.
All right. So anyway, was that stall clean?
Oh yeah, it was cool. I didn't have any issue. I popped a squat. I put a hat down. My tradition.
The fucking hat. Why do you still call it a hat?
That's the name.
What hat?
Oh, you weren't here.
So, like, you know when you go in the...
Wait. What do you call...
The toilet seat cover?
Like, do you call it a seat cover or do you call it something else?
Call it the seat cover, yeah.
You just call it a seat cover?
Paper? Yeah.
She calls it a hat.
Oh, the paper itself?
Yeah.
Paper, that's what I call it. Toilet seat paper. Who calls it, like, is that like an actual thing? Like a term that you...
I thought it was called
heard?
A hat.
That's a hat.
He's not wrong.
Like, I thought this was a toilet seat cover.
I've never heard someone call the toilet cover thingy.
Yeah, it's called a cowboy hat. That's what, what? I've always known it to be called.
A cowboy hat?
No, cowboy hat. Cat.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, me either.
You call it what, a lobster bib?
A lobster bib, yeah. I think it was on...
Honestly...
The reason I call it a lobster bib was because it was on what's that animated Adam Sandler movie?
Eight Crazy Nights.
Eight Crazy Nights. That short lady comes out with it. She's like, look, I found a lobster bib. And she has like one of those hats on her.
I'm going to need to do like a poll on my Instagram and be like, what do you guys call this?
Guaranteed nobody's going to call it a hat. I don't know where the hell you got that from.
I've never heard that. Have you heard anyone else call it a hat besides you?
I don't know. I don't usually... talk about
that's
this.
True, it's not really
I'm not usually going around asking everyone, but yeah,
y'all got any more extra hats back there?
Yeah. Hey, you're out of hats in there.
She's drunk.
Nah, but I think that's probably why I went back in there. I think because in the beginning when I got there I did
you
that.
Were successful the first time.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
we did again, and then
but then
you were thinking about dicks.
I don't know. Like I said, I can't say.
Hey, yo, show me your peepees.
Dude, honestly, like, what would you have done if you were in the bathroom and some chick walks in?
Honestly, I don't like it. It kind of, like, well, if it was you, then I don't know. But, like, when I see, like, a group of chicks.
You said random chick.
When I see like group of chicks going to the guys' restrooms just because they have, like because they don't want to stand in line in theirs, like it kind of pisses me off. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I wouldn't care. Like if they waited in line, I don't care. But if they just walk in, cutting everyone.
No, like I waited. Like, yeah. Well, there was no line.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care. As long as I'm able to pee, who gives a shit?
Yeah. But what if they're like going in there saying something about seeing peepees and stuff?
I'd be like,
I don't know, dude. I feel like the double standards apply. So, like, imagine you walk into the girls' restroom. Like, how are you going to get treated?
Who, Nestor?
Yeah.
Oh, if I walked in there?
Yeah.
I'd probably be
disgusting
pig.
They're going to go off on you and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I'm not going to walk in there and be like, let me see your vagina. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Because, well, I think it's, like, a little bit different because since, like, for me, like, my appearance...
Yeah,
I think people don't.
It
really
goes
care.
Back to like when we would go to clubs with Gay Leo. Like he would go to the women's restrooms. He would tell us like he'd be sitting on the sink. He'd be like complimenting every fucking girl that walks in there, and they loved him
at the gay clubs or like any club in general.
Probably any club, but he's done from first encounter. I saw him do it at a gay club. He probably does it at any club.
I don't think he does it at straight clubs, dude.
I don't know, but he's pretty, like, clearly gay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it just has to do with, like, the type of person doing it, too.
Yeah.
And like the way that they're acting and all that. Like, if you walk in there, like a macho guy just, like, you know, acting like that, then, yeah, it's going to be creepy and weird. Or, yeah. Like, a fuckboy, douchebag, whatever. It's going to be weird. But this guy literally would sit on the sink just complimenting everyone.
Yeah.
You know, as they're walking out or walking in.
I'm just picturing him fucking sitting on the sink.
He's like a little sweet fairy just sitting there.
Yeah, I've been in a restroom one time and a guy was like with his girlfriend, but I guess he was like trying to not watch her, but like he didn't want to wait outside, so he went in the restroom.
Oh, that's weird.
And I told him, I was like, hey man, get the fuck out of here. Like,
yeah, that,
what are
that,
you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm not looking at you. And I was like, it don't matter. Get the fuck out of
here,
that's, boy. Like,
what the
fuck?
That's
like,
fucking weird. Just wait outside.
Yeah. But, I mean, given the type of club we were at, I'm pretty sure they probably were both on drugs. So he was probably just like.
Yeah, just, but still.
But, yeah, like, I told him something. Because he was just there, like, looking weird, you know?
Like, I know personally Steph would be highly uncomfortable if she was in a restroom and there's a guy in there. Even if he's not, like, even if he doesn't have creepy intentions, like. Just the fact that there's a guy in there, I know she would feel, like, super uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just, like, I mean, it's just, you just got to act right. And apparently, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. you did the opposite of acting right.
But it's crazy because it's, like, it's just so insane to me how, like, in my right mind, like, sober, like, what the fuck? I would never fucking ever do that, ever. So it's, like. What is that? Like, what in alcohol makes you...
Brings out your alter ego or something?
Hey. Calm down.
What are you trying to tell us here? Like, we support you.
No, but that's why it's so strange, right?
Yeah, it is strange.
It's fucking weird.
I mean, to be honest, I don't go around drunk asking to see people's peepees.
Or suck their peepees.
Dude. Hey, I've told girls.
How about sober?
Nasty stuff too.
Or what? Sober.
He's like, I don't do that when I'm drunk, but on a good day when I'm sober. He's like, where you at? No, nah, but yeah, man.
I don't know, Terz.
What?
Dude, I always thought I only had like one drunk personality. I always thought I was like, yeah, I love you drunk. But lately, like, I've been the angry fight drunk. This was only once, but I was there's already been the angry fight drunk. There's been an emotional crying one, dude. Yeah.
I used to be an emotional crier.
Yeah, I guess I cried to my girl about something. I told her not to tell me. I was like, was it bad? I was like, did I do something bad? She's like, no, you're just venting to me. I was like, fuck. I was like, well, that's fucking cringy. I was like, don't tell me what it was.
Why is it cringy, though?
I don't know.
That goes so...
But that's like, my third one.
But maybe, like... Maybe you just need to talk. Like, you need a vent. Maybe you just need to suck a dick.
Hey, fuck you. Get out of my show. Largate.
No, you didn't like that one?
Oh.
Not funny?
This is where I draw the line.
Too soon. Too soon. All right,
well, now I know. Okay. Sheesh. It's my birthday. I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Give me some shots and then we'll talk. Nah, I'm just kidding. You could talk to that girl from that. All bad.
We're going
to
interview her one day.
Oh, no, you're not. Welcome back.
You don't have to do that. Oh, okay. Oh, you already did it, so we'll keep it now. We're keeping it now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's her show. You can't tell her to bring it in.
Yeah. Who All are right. you to say, huh?
All right, go ahead.
All right, so you know what? As we always do on my show, we're going to do some drink reviews. Today, we're going to try some Monster alcohol beer.
Yeah, so we got these Monster energy drinks, minus the energy.
Oh, it doesn't have energy?
No caffeine in these, unfortunately. So yeah, Monster came out with these malt-based fucking drinks. Pretty much, supposed to taste just like the regular energy drinks, minus the caffeine because that's illegal now.
So basically, it's just a seltzer.
Thanks to Four Loko. No, it's not a seltzer.
So what is it?
It's like a malt based drink, like a Smirnoff maybe.
Oh, okay, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. I thought Mickey's. Smirnoff was considered like a seltzer.
No, Smirnoff is not a seltzer.
No, I think it's malt liquor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a malt drink. So we got peach, mean green. So, dude, this actually smells. Smell your mean green one.
Wait, let me smell this one.
Ooh, it smells like
it smells like the actual drink.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Damn.
Yeah. 6% alcohol, so that's quite a lot.
You know? I'm not a fan of Green Monster either.
I like it.
Really?
I hate it.
All right, you want to try the green one first?
All right, we'll try this.
I hate it. Let's do it first.
So how about we do, we'll do like one Monster, and then you can ask us a couple of rapid fire questions, and then we'll do another Monster.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So Terz will be interviewing us today because we're her guest.
Yes. All right. So cheers.
Cheers.
To Nesty Puss Puss.
To Puss Puss.
It just literally tastes like...
Tastes like a Monster.
Yeah, I didn't taste any of the alcohol.
A little bit of a weird aftertaste, like on the...
Like on the gums?
Yeah. Like, you know, like the back of your... I don't know.
Like where your wisdom teeth are
Yeah, at? You felt that too?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, like a soury, like weird aftertaste.
Mm-hmm. That could be the alcohol.
But yeah, it tastes like a Green Monster, honestly. Not bad.
I'm going to get locked
Not
off.
My favorite, but not bad.
What?
Wait, who said that?
I thought that was Big Cat.
What the fuck?
Who knows? Who knows?
I think the blackout is starting, guys.
Let's go.
The coworker was in line, dude.
All right.
Fire let's away. Go. So, you know, you were in a band, and I was wondering, because I think it's really hard to play the drums, so I was wondering, like, how did you even get into doing, like, playing drums?
So, it started with my dad. He got me a drum set when I was, I don't know, 10 or 11 or something. I didn't ask for it. I didn't care for drums. He just bought it for me, but I think he wanted to be a drummer in his younger days, so he kind of was like, well, I'm not going to do it, so he's like...
Like living vicariously?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he got me a drum set, and then I didn't play it.
I feel like it started the wrong kind of banda, though, dude.
I know.
It's not what he had in mind.
I didn't start, like, actually trying until I was, like, maybe 16 or 17. That's when, like, when I went to my first show, I think I was 16. Maybe, I don't know, 15, 16, whatever. That's when I went to my first show, and that's when, like, I fell in love with it, and that's when I actually started trying to play, and then at 18, I started my band, and, yeah, played a lot of shows, recorded a lot of music. That's how it started. But my dad always wanted me to play banda because that's where all the money was at. So I think he kind of wanted it as, a business standpoint as well.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted me to... make money off of music.
He's
I just wanted
to exploit you.
He's trying to pimp him out, dude.
And I just wanted to play music for fun.
I just want to do hood rat shit with my friends.
Dude, you look so cute in one of those little banda outfits. Can you guys picture it?
With like assless chaps?
Whoa. And there's another blackout.
Hey, see, it's not only me, all right?
What's in these monsters?
That's all right, we're cousins.
Hey, that's pretty cool, though. Props to you, because I trip out. I'm like... I always look at the drummers when I'm like,
it was fun. And I'm self-taught. I never took any lessons. I did band in seventh grade, and I got kicked out for just messing around.
For being too fucking hardcore.
Exactly. Just fucking around with my friends. The drummers were always like the guys that would like fuck around. And then we all got kicked out except for like one person.
Were you that annoying kid in class that would like tap the pencil in class? Like,
dun, dun, yeah, I would dun, do that. Dun, yeah, yeah.
And, like, just be basic.
No, it was more like my feet. Like, I would just do like double pedal in class all the time with my feet, but like just on the floor.
Yeah.
I did play a show in middle school, though, like a Christmas show. And I played the drums. And I remember my dad thought that was so cool. So I'm glad he got to see that.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I remember a homegirl was like, oh, like, I saw you play the drums. That's cool. I was like,
that's so hot.
I used to have a crush on her, too, in middle school. So I was like, I was fucking thriving.
That was your fuel to continue your drum journey?
No, because then I got kicked out and I stopped playing drums.
She cursed you. Yeah. All right. Okay, so I knew that about Nestor, but I was wondering for Big Cat if, you know, like, everybody, I feel like, focuses on your physique. And your muscles.
And your weird elbows.
Your nipples. But I was wondering if there's anything that you're like passionate about that isn't as like out there that people think.
So basically she's asking, what? Is there any brains behind that body?
Any brains behind that? I don't know. Am I passionate about something else?
Are you looking at me like, are you asking me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're staring deep into my soul.
That answers that question. No brains behind the body.
Yeah. No. Like, I don't know. I'm passionate about a lot of things.
I feel like you're passionate about work. You're passionate about sports, like soccer. You're passionate about
family.
Music, huh?
Music. Yeah, like, I love music.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of
music festivals and stuff. I listen to like every kind of music too. Like,
you know a lot about soccer. Like, specifically, like, Barcelona, or you know a lot about, like, all kinds of soccer, but, like, I feel like you know a lot about Barcelona.
I wouldn't say I'm passionate about it, though. I'm just, like, committed to it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think, like, automatically people associate, like, being passionate with, like, things that people consider as, like, a talent.
Uh-huh.
You know, but, like, you don't necessarily have to play an instrument or have to do art or have to, you know... be an actor or anything to be passionate about something. You could be passionate about, like, supporting things. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But if the gym is what you're passionate about, then fuck it, too. You know? That's cool.
I don't think I was, like, purposely passionate about it. I think I just, like, ended up doing it for so long that, like, it just became, like, my go-to, like, I don't know, like a lifestyle kind of thing.
Yeah, it just became something you're good at.
I guess.
He's like,
no passion.
He's like, I don't mean to brag or anything, but
he's got no passion in his voice. Like,
some people aren't passionate. I feel like about
I'm passionate about too. Like a lot of things in general.
It's not a trick question, man. She's just asking.
Yeah, if you have any passions, like, you know. But all right,
we'll try the next drink. What's the next? The peach? What is it?
The peach one's like a super yellow one, right?
Yeah.
It looks like it smells really like bad peach. Too.
What is it called?
Oh, it smells good.
Hey, this is from my Diva cup.
You accidentally peed in your Diva cup?
Hey, when we went on that little break, I wasn't lying. Yeah.
You shoved a whole cup in your vagina.
That's what you guys said to do.
This is your show. You didn't have to do it.
It smells like peach rings, like...
It does.
Like candy peach. Yeah.
It actually smells like peach.
All right. Cheers to Puss once again.
Thank you.
Tastes like peach.
Yeah, that one tastes like candy. I don't know if I like that one.
Same thing. I got the same thing on the...
on the molars?
Yeah.
And your fucking teeth fall out by the end of the episode.
Nestor needs his wisdom teeth out.
It wasn't like... that is. I don't know. It kind of tastes like melted candy.
Yeah,
I don't it's like weird it. Because it doesn't taste like a Monster unless there's a peach Monster out there that I've never had. At least the green one tasted like actual Monster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one just tastes like melted candy. Doesn't taste like beer.
It doesn't taste like beer or alcohol.
Yeah, no.
There's
yeah.
no alcohol aftertaste.
It's just like melted candy. It reminds me of like I don't know if you guys have had the butter beer at Universal.
Yeah.
But that also tastes like melted candy. Not peach melted candy, but like that's just a weird taste to me. Like I don't want to drink melted candy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like this.
I want to eat candy. I don't want to drink candy. Yeah.
I want to eat those Skittles and then hopefully not get sick by eating those Skittles.
Dude, this is like a chaser. This is like a dangerous chaser.
That is, yes, actually, is a good point.
Yeah.
Like, imagine taking like a shot of Tito's and then just chasing it with this.
Yeah, or mixing it with that.
Oh, that sounds like a blackout. In the
we might have to try that on the next episode. Oof. Depending on our work schedules, I think the next episode might be a truth or drink. So we might have to do Tito's and this. Fuck.
Hey, I mean, it's all good.
Or Fireball.
Oh, no. That's a blackout for sure. Actually, I might be down. No, but I just cannot work the next day. All right, go. Sorry.
For our next rapid fire question, Nestor.
Yes, that's me.
What is something that you like really, really would like to accomplish within the next year?
Oh, the next year. Oh, shit. Be debt free.
Ooh.
Pay off all my debt.
You could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You could do it.
That'd be a huge accomplishment for
me. You like took my answer, but
yeah, I just want to be debt free because I want to start saving up for a house, but I want to like, you know, pay off my debt before obviously I can buy a house. Yeah. So I've been working some overtime. I'm going to keep working overtime until I pay it off and then until I save up some cash. Yeah.
That's what's up. You could do it. You could definitely do it. You already have one home, so you're going to be like flipping houses or the home Pablo got.
I was like, what are you talking about?
No, that's a cool one. I like that. Hey, you can make it happen.
Oh, thanks.
We'll be rooting for you.
Thank you.
Sick asshole. All right. Big cat.
You can't say the same thing. So let's sit around for another awkward answer.
I'll ask a different question then.
Oh, yeah.
All right. If there was one thing that you could tell the world about you that you never have said, what would you say?
Damn, that shit's going to be deep.
I like to get deep.
I got one.
Digging in there. Huh? All
right. Don't trust a fart. If you got a fart...
That's not deep.
Yeah, it's not deep. Man, that's disturbing.
How many times have you shit yourself?
Wait, I want to hear the rest.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, if you got a fart, not sure whether you got a fart or shit, don't trust it.
Who's not sure if they got a fart or shit?
Someone with a loose ass.
Guilty.
You're like, whoopsie.
That or a high protein intake diet?
I don't know, bro. I don't know about that
one. I'm kind of disappointed in his answer. I was ready for some crying. For some, like, him telling the world, like, I'm gay or something.
Show me your pee-pee.
But you said, don't trust a fart.
Hey, it's all good. Teach all right. their own.
We'll try the next one, and then maybe he'll get a redemption.
All right.
So next is going to be White Haze, which is like the white monster, which is probably, in my opinion, not probably, it is, in my opinion, the best monster out there.
AKA Sprite. It tastes like Sprite or Squirt.
Yeah. More like Squirt?
Sprite. Sprite?
Maybe Squirt, like...
Did you see they discontinued Sprite?
No.
Pepsi discontinued Sprite, dude.
Why?
There's no more Sprite.
Why?
I thought it was Sierra Mist.
Oh, no, it's
or
called...
Sierra Mist?
It's called something different, right?
Yeah, it's got a different
now,
name.
No, it's Sierra Mist. It's not Sprite.
No. There's something with a different logo, and it's, like, supposed to be the one replacing Sprite, right? I forgot what the name of it. It starts with an S.
It's Sierra Mist.
Nah. Well, all right. So Sprite belongs to Coke, and Sierra Mist belongs to Pepsi.
It's called like Squeeze or something.
Squeeze.
Splash.
Never trust a squeeze.
Squirt.
All right, let's try this. What the fuck are we doing? Cheers. You forgot to cheers me.
Oh, my bad.
It's my birthday.
Cheers to Puss Puss.
Thanks. Okay, this is the worst one.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the one that least tastes like a monster.
I took a big gulp expecting that like nice monster soda tasting drink, and this is gross.
This tastes like I drank it out of like a plastic bag or something.
It tastes like dirt.
Yeah.
Like a plastic bag.
Yeah, or like out of a butt.
Dirt. When you put plastic bags up your ass.
You want to rephrase that? I poop plastic bags out of my ass? What?
No, I said you put plastic bags up your ass.
Yeah, the female condoms that you were telling me about.
Up your butt.
Okay, so Nestor was right. Coke discontinued Sierra Mist.
Yeah.
It's now Starry.
Oh, that's right. See,
we were both right. We're both right.
We were all partially
right. What did you say it was called, though? Squeeze. You said squeeze.
It had an S. Close enough.
Yeah.
I should have discontinued that squirt one, dude. I don't want to drink that.
Oh, squirt's this is gross. Good. Squirt's bomb.
That name, though? Like, can't pick a better fucking name?
I back the name.
I'm okay with squirt. You don't like squirts?
I like squirts, but not...
Hey, that should be your new nickname. No, just
kidding. Squirt boy.
Squirts. Hey, don't trust a fart. Not
don't trust a squirt.
All right. Rapid fire question.
Okay.
What's the nastiest thing you ever did?
Mm-hmm. Oh, should I say it?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be, like, sexual, but it could be, like,
it's not
just
sexual.
Something gross or
it's
raunchy.
Not sexual. Okay, so personally, the nastiest thing I think I ever did was for a medical reason. I think I've said it already. Was for a medical reason, and it was shit in a container and then collect the shit into a cup so they can test it. And that process was just disgusting. I know it's my own shit, but nonetheless, it's shit. And I thought that was gross, and I was going to say something else, but I'm still going to keep that something else to myself.
Aww.
Only one person knows in this world.
And it's going to stay that way.
Yes.
Okay.
And it also has to do with shit. So you can put two and two together. And no, I did not eat
shit.
Shit
on someone?
No, I've never shit on someone.
Oh. Someone shit on
you. I shit my pants as an adult.
Oh.
And that's pretty nasty. That's what it is.
It's okay.
And now the world knows.
And now the world knows.
It's okay.
But, that was nasty. But, you know, I have IBS, so it's okay. But I think collecting my shit was nastier. Mm. Yeah, I hated doing that. I had to do it twice, by the way, because I had to do the sample, and then I was told I had, like, some kind of, like, viral infection. So I had to take antibiotics, and then I had to re-shit again, and then they had to retest it. And luckily, like, the antibiotics did their job, and
you were
I didn't
good.
Have to shit anymore.
That's good, man.
And I haven't shit since.
It's been years.
Take a shot. Go back and take a shot every time I said shit.
Dude, for
God damn.
Damn. We're
going to be on Terce's level.
Hey, it only took three.
Terce, what's the nastiest thing you've ever done?
Wait, hold on. It's Big Cat's turn. Nastiest thing you ever did.
Same question?
Yep. This time, yep. Round three.
Never trust a fart.
Trusting a fart.
It wasn't like something that I purposely did, but it has to do like my fucking medical condition that I had.
What was
it? Stupidity.
When I got circumcised.
Oh, we got that. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. So like the reason it started, or like
that
the reason
you had a rotten dick or something.
No. Nah. So I had this condition where like I don't know if it's TMI. Or like, if you care,
hey, we're gonna bleep. We're gonna bleep it.
I just put it out there.
No,
hey, we're gonna cut this out, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Right,
it's nothing explicit, but like, pretty much, like, my condition was where like the foreskin was like too tight for like the head.
You know what? This is informative for somebody that might be dealing with this issue.
See,
and they don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Which, by the way, I have a friend.
There's a name for it. I forgot what the name
was. I have a friend that happened to, and he just recently had a circumcision,
mm-hmm.
and I took him. To his
pre-op. You should have talked to me.
It was too late.
Whole plan was to bring him in here, but scheduling issues. So he actually had to, and I took him into Kaiser to do it before and after. And then when I picked him up, I'm pretty sure the nurses thought that I was his partner.
You do kind of give off the vibe a little bit.
Do I? It's sometimes. Okay. It's all right. I have a girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what they all say.
But anyway, sorry. Carry on. What's the condition?
I forget what the name is, but basically, I was in the ER. The reason I was in the ER, it was because I couldn't piss, and it hurt so bad to piss. And, like, I would have to, like, hold it and squeeze it for, like, the piss to come out, right?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, so it got to that point. It wasn't, like, it wasn't infected, but it was, like, swollen. So, all right, so I was in the ER. I hadn't taken a piss in, like, 2 hours, but I had to pee really fucking bad. And I was already, like, fucking on what's that drug?
Vicodin or something?
Not Vicodin.
Morphine?
Morphine. Oh. I was souped up on morphine. Like, I was, like, 3 doses in on morphine already. And, like, the doctor and the nurse were, like, trying to help me, like, you know, piss because, like...
Were they squeezing your dick for you?
All right, that's where I was going. So, like, the next step was going to be a catheter. They were going to stick a catheter in my head.
Oh, that's a big fear. By the way, that's a big fear of mine.
Dude, at that point, I was so fucking high on morphine. I was like, just do it because I can't feel it anymore. So they're about to do it, and, like, it was, like, their last attempt to, like, you know, squeeze it without, like...
Yeah.
Like, making any fucking damage.
Uh-huh.
And then, like... It literally fucking sounded like a water balloon popping, like, and then, like, just piss everywhere. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
No.
And just, like, immediate relief.
Like, immediate relief. And, like, the bed was covered in piss?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang.
Fucking piss on
all
myself.
All over yourself?
Yeah.
Dang. At least you had a gown on, right? You're probably naked in just a gown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's not too bad. Yeah. That's still bad.
That's crazy.
That was gross. Like, not... It wasn't, like, the fact that, like, I pissed on myself, but the whole, like, concept of it.
Yeah.
Fucking,
was it strange having somebody else, like, in a not intimate way, grab your penis?
Grab your penis?
Yeah.
Dude, it's in a medical environment.
I didn't
think of it like that.
But it could still be weird.
Strange. I'm not saying, like, sexual. I'm just saying, was it strange?
The nurse was a chick and the doctor was a dude. The nurse was a lady, not a chick. It was a lady. Older lady.
Oh, wait. This changed.
Older lady can still be a chick.
I know, but...
But she wasn't like...
Oh. But nonetheless, you didn't find it weird.
No.
You were just like, they're doing their job.
I was about his dick. Yeah. I was in pain, so...
Dang.
Oh, that's wild.
All right. Well, now I think it's good time for some Reddit rants. Do your thing, P.
All right, so we got some options.
You're saying baby P.
Little P.
Nah. No, baby P.
All right, so we got women talking about bodies or toxic traits or something you silently judge people about.
Oh, the last one, I think.
All right.
All right, there it is.
Is this Minecraft?
Yeah, they'll play, like, something in the background.
All right, so...
While they read this shit. I like the one that it's, like, Subway Surfers instead. Because I find myself, like, mentally playing the game while they're talking.
What is something you silently judge people for?
Watching videos at full volume in public.
I don't understand this.
I hate when people leave their paper coffee cup on a random shelf in Walmart when they're done with it.
Oh.
That's so gross and entitled. Throw away your own garbage.
Being obliviously in the way. Like getting to the end of an escalator and just standing there.
Dude.
Or standing with a group of people in the doorway or aisle.
I got mine already.
Or stopping to stare at your phone in the middle of the sidewalk.
Pushing their insecurities onto other people.
Fat people who I see running.
Oh.
I judge them in a good way. I always root for them.
Okay.
I got mine.
Damn.
People who don't have any kind of like, any sense of like space, like in a public setting, like whether you're waiting in line or like you're sitting down on like a public area, right? And there's plenty of room around you, but somebody like sits right next to you or like real like breathing down your neck type of thing. I fucking hate that. That roasts me the wrong way. Like I get it if it's crowded, whatever, but like when there's just like a big space and somebody like chooses to like just be in your like little area. I fucking hate that.
Or like you're in line and they're like on your
back. Yeah, yeah.
And you're just like, you look at them and they like look back, but don't.
And then you see them, you're like, you try to scoot over a little bit more, but then it's like they're still kind of like following you. It's like, yo, what the fuck?
Shit. What about you, Big Cat?
Dude, mine's like when I'm driving and I have a passenger next to me and they fucking pull out their phone and make a phone call and just like fucking start having like this conversation with the person on the phone. Like, I get it if you got to answer a phone call to like, yeah, you know, say something. But if you're just like on the phone, just like having a conversation with this person while I'm fucking driving, I hate that shit. Really? Dude.
Or like, yeah, or you're hanging out with somebody and they're watching like TikToks, but they're watching them loud. Oh. Like, or anything. Like, the volume is just super loud. I hate that too.
Yeah. Or like when you're driving and that the person, your passenger's like watching TikToks or watching like videos.
Okay,
on
phone. So are you like projecting on your girlfriend or what? No,
she knows I don't like that shit too, but no, like it's been like just other people in general.
You just hate driving people around, it sounds like. No.
For me?
I like driving.
I get kind of like a little bit bothered when people have no like consideration or like they don't pay attention to their surroundings. So it's like, for example, if like a car's coming or something and they're just like fucking standing in the way of the car and like, mm-hmm, they're not walking faster, or like you're in the parking lot and like they're cutting across but they walk like if they're a car.
And
you can't fucking, you're just there.
Yeah, and they don't even look at you or anything. They're just like,
yeah. Or you know what? No. Something that really, really triggers me is when people are in traffic on the freeway and they drive on the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand that.
You entitled fuck.
I'm pretty sure I've done it before where I just inch enough to the... No. I inch enough to the right.
Oh, to block people,
from doing it?
Dude, okay. I just can't understand that. I really can't understand that type of road rage.
Or people that are, like, fucking, like, going out of their way, like, crazy to cut you off. And they're literally just a car in front of you, and we're still stuck in traffic or
like whatever. When you're, now that we're talking on like driving shit.
You've been talking about driving.
When like it's a fucking merging lane or something, like it's one fucking like lane about to merge into another one, and that other car like doesn't let you merge. Like,
yeah.
Like, dude, if you don't want to make room, just fucking go to the other lane.
Or when it's a merging lane and you know it's like one in
one
and then
in
you,
one in.
Yeah. And then when it's
that
like,
one person comes, yeah, from the side, yeah, and cuts, yeah, everyone off. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
People suck.
Yo, for me, it's the when people are driving slow as hell in the left lane, I'm like, bro, you want to drive slow? This cool, but
yeah, go
get
to
on
the
a different
lane.
Okay, somebody has road rage.
No. Like when they're like in in the carpool lane, dude. Like when they're in the carpool lane doing like 65, 70. Like,
oh yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, like when I'm trying to get to work and I'm taking the carpool.
When I'm running, when I'm running late as fuck to work and like these people are in my way, I hate that.
Yeah,
dude.
Don't you know I'm late?
You shouldn't know.
Or like at work when I'm driving like the reach or like the forklift or something, and there's people like just like, I know you see me. I'm on a big ass fucking robot, like driving at some pretty high speeds. Like, get the fuck out of the way.
Like, do we just hate people?
I could crush you right now.
I think we hate people, right?
Or like when people see you and they still don't move. Like they'll make eye contact with you, but they stay in your way. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't either.
But, yep.
But we're all about peace, right?
Yep, we love peace.
I love people.
People are the best.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Keep on keeping on,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, that's right. Sick. So are you going to do another one or that's it?
I mean, we can. We got the women, sure, talking about bodies, and then we got your toxic trait.
I think toxic trait.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
What's your toxic trait that you're proud of? I can detach from people pretty easily.
I tell each of my cats that they're my favorite behind each other's backs.
I'm an Olympic gold medalist at procrastination. I thrive under self-inflicted time crunches. I can't perform at a high level without it. I've always had good grades. I'm successful at what I do. I'm proud that my secret hasn't held me back.
Dang.
I clean when mad. The more mad, the more cleaning. I obsess over things and it leads to a lot of social anxiety and difficulty focusing in most social situations. It's also, however, led to me finding some deeply meaningful skills and hobbies.
Okay.
It's kind of like hard. I find it difficult trying to find your own personal like toxic trait that's good.
I think the one about procrastination completely resonates with me.
Yeah. Yep. It sucks when, like, you know that you have to do something and you have time to do it and you, like, purposely avoid it because you know that you can get it done on, like, on a crunch.
Yeah. I'm terrible with, like, I've talked about it before, but I'm terrible with, like, timing and stuff like that. Like, if I have something scheduled or planned, I'm not doing shit before that. Aww. Like, whether I have a haircut at 12 or, you know, Steph and I are planning to go somewhere at 2 or whatever, I'm not going to do anything before that.
Mm. See, and I'm the opposite. I'll do everything before that.
I can't. I think, one, I'm scared of, like, not meeting that deadline by doing something else. And two, it's just, like, I don't know. Maybe I use it as an excuse to not do anything and just hang out till I have to do that. But then I find myself, like, rushing. Like, I had all this time where I did nothing to get ready or whatever the case is. And then I still just lag it. And then I find myself rushing, like, the last 30 minutes trying to get ready or whatever the fuck.
Nah. Couldn't be me.
But I can't think of any, like, actual, like, toxic trait like that that's beneficial.
Was it supposed to be something that's beneficial?
It sounds like it.
I think it's just a toxic trait in general.
Oh.
Dang. Do you have any?
Yeah, it was the first one to say.
Oh, just that, though?
I think the monster is kind of...
making you feel weird?
Yeah, I feel funny.
You're possessed.
Bringing out the beast in you, or what?
Yeah, that's what it is, right? It's a beast.
Yeah, did you read the back part?
No. No, what does it say? It
says the devil's going to take your soul.
Hell yeah.
Wait, really? 666?
I hope it fucking brings success with it, too, dude.
You hope what?
Bring success with it too. Like they say, like you sell your soul to the devil.
Oh yeah.
Would you do it?
I would sell my soul for this podcast.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm out. No.
As long as it doesn't hurt my loved ones, like my family.
Yeah, but okay.
But nothing's promised.
What would you consider? Okay, so let's do this real quick.
If I gotta sacrifice myself, or like,
wait, before we sign out.
I'll do it.
You're the devil, right?
What?
Yeah, you're the devil.
No way.
Yeah. Okay, so you're the devil, and you want us to sell our soul to have a successful podcast where we don't have to work again. This is our work right here. What's your pitch? Like, what is selling our soul mean to you?
Fuck, I don't know.
How about you're the devil, Nestor?
Yeah, no. You sound like you're more like the devil.
All right, but it's hypothetical.
I don't know, dude. Right. I think from the research I've done and the stuff I've seen, because, like, I do believe that shit's real, dude.
Oh, okay.
I do. I'm
all right. I don't, so... Like, okay, so what do you believe? Let's start there.
So, like, for myself, like, I'm not ashamed to say, like, I do believe in God. And I know everybody has, like, a different take on all that. But as far as, like, how do I say it? Like, even if you don't necessarily believe in God, like, if you look around, you could tell there's a lot of things in the world that are, like, pretty demonic, I guess you could say, or satanic.
Sure. Like, well, like what?
Like, just, like, like, you know, like, there's just a lot of stuff that's, like, all, like, some bands or whatever, like, oh, 666, and, you know, like, if they didn't believe that the devil was real, then what is the meaning of those things?
Right.
That are... more or less associated with stuff like that, right?
Yeah, because in order to believe in the devil, you got to believe in God, right?
Or vice versa or whatever,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it just kind of, I guess, depends. But I've, like, seen, like, and done research of people that say, like, yeah, like, they'll... Like, there's a lot of videos of famous people even straight up saying, like, yeah, I've sold my soul. And, like, so it's like, if that's
but not the devil, real, the devil is more of a... I think it's used as a term, but I don't think it's an actual, like, devil.
Devil, it's like a cult or, yeah, like a following.
Like,
no, I think it's like,
or
like success. Like, you're like, say I'm like this person with a lot of money, or I'm like this guy in the industry that can just, on a snap of a finger, make you successful because of the power that I hold. I think that's a devil. I don't think it's like an actual fucking devil. I mean, I don't know what an actual devil is. I'm not much of a believer of any of that.
Yeah. I don't think it's an actual figure, but an ideology, maybe.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, kind of. I think it is an actual figure, but not like an actual, like, mythical, like, demon or anything like that. I think it has to do with, like, a person that can be very successful, but it's a matter of, like, embarrassing you.
There's that fashion designer who's, like, kind of old, and, like, they've been pictured with, like, Kanye. What's their fucking name, dude?
I don't
There's
know.
Two people. It's a chick and a dude. They're always, like, draped out in, like, dark, like...
I think one of the most recent ones was, oh, what the fuck's her name? But she, like, shaved her head.
Oh, Doja Cat?
Yeah.
Dude, Doja Cat. Doesn't she look exactly like that lady from the Dungeons & Dragons trailer?
I have to watch the trailer.
Dude, there's a being that literally, I was like, dude, that looks like the fucking Doja Cat where she had all the little diamonds on her and stuff.
But they're saying like that was her selling her soul, right? Like she had to shave her head and like publicly.
Or like there's they gotta like, do something
embarrassing.
Like,
it was like public embarrassment. And I think they were saying the same thing about Will Smith and the slap. Like the that was slap, something he had to do, right?
Or Lil Uzi Vert wearing like skirts and stuff.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Like Young Thug wearing skirts.
Squirts, huh? Squirts.
He was wearing all kinds of squirts.
But Lil Uzi was like during one of his concerts, he's like, oh, he's like, you guys are already going to hell. You're singing this song with me. He's like, this song is a pathway to hell.
Or like Travis Scott, right? Like his festival.
Or like, oh, Astroworld. Astroworld. Like that,
they were saying that they were playing, he was playing like this loopy sound like over and over for a long time while they were waiting for the festival to start. While people are just walking around, like just hanging out, doing their thing. Mm-hmm. And then the whole festival, as we know, like, went to shit. People died. People got hurt. Yeah. Like, all that, right? And they're saying that was, like, something along those lines of either him being the devil or, like, him selling his soul. But I think my pitch to you guys would be, I would say one out of the four hosts has to go. Not necessarily die, but he has to go.
No, usually, from what I've heard, too, like, people do, like, it will be, like, your mom or dad or someone, or, like, someone that you love.
Yeah. You die at a certain age.
But this is, like, my pitch, right? Like, my hypothetical, like.
Like, if Nestor was a dad.
Yeah, so I would say one out of the four has to go. I don't care who it is. You guys fight it out amongst yourself. And then, see, I'm already creating some tension and some drama because now I'm making these four people decide, like, which one is going to go, which one's not going to be the successful one, right? Because they're. Whoever stays is going to be successful because you're selling your soul. But whoever goes is going to be living his same life.
Look at right now.
That would be one of my
conditions.
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
What was that girl? Was that TLC or Destiny's Child? Where, Aaliyah died?
Oh.
Yeah.
Was she in there? I thought she was just a solo.
No. She was part of a group. Was it TLC or, I don't know, Destiny's Child? I don't know. Look at that. Beyonce's ex. Wasn't she with Beyonce? Wasn't that her? Wasn't that their group?
I don't know.
Can you look that up, Paul?
No.
Damn. But that would be like a condition. Like, all right, one of you guys has to go. I'm not saying necessarily they have to die. They're just not going to be successful. But once they start seeing all these, like, once they start seeing the rest of you be successful, like, you're kind of are dying, you know, inside.
Because, like, they, it's like kind of like, yeah, it's like a. How they say, like, it's like a deal, you know? So it's like, okay. But it's like deceptive because it's like you think that that's what you want. So you agree to it.
Yeah.
But then when you get it, you're like, oh shit, like, I'm miserable because I'm not in control of my life.
Yeah.
Because I accepted, like, whatever terms or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's pretty interesting. Like, just hearing a lot of different people talk about their account of it or, like, like people that are like up and coming or whatever, and they'll be like, yeah, like they'll present you with these contracts, and it's like these people in this like industry and these higher ups and these like elite people and all that shit. So I don't know.
I think I would sign some kind of contract.
Dang,
that would do it.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
but if it's the devil, don't you think there's loopholes?
Yeah, like it's like
or someone in power, even like they know the law, or they have people that know the law.
But when you see like figures and when you see like guaranteed like success, I don't think you're really thinking straight, and you're thinking like short term, right? You're not thinking long term. So
yeah, that's pretty interesting though. But who really knows? Like, I don't think any normal people like us would ever know something like that, you know?
Yeah, so like, if the devil's listening, you know, shoot me an email. clearframespod@gmail.com.
This fool.
No, you don't like that?
I mean,
Fred, this was your show.
Repent. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything for Aaliyah being in a group.
Yeah, I thought she was just with R. Kelly.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Hey, R. Kelly's weird. All right. No, we're out. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Peace.